This is the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open at the 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Vereen.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up the... Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else? Pow! Randy spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome to the Patriots.com postgame show. I am Mark Bertrand with you for the next couple of hours as we talk about preseason game number 4 and beyond with the Patriots. They wrapped up the preseason tonight right here at Gillette Stadium with a 28-20 win over the New York Giants. We'll get to everything that happened in this game and everything that will be happening with this team. The Patriots, like every NFL team, must cut down their roster by Saturday at 4 p.m. So there will be more than 20 guys that are on the roster now that will no longer be on this team come Saturday at 4 o'clock as the Patriots will cut down their roster, as will every team in the NFL by Saturday afternoon. Lots of guys will be looking for jobs come Saturday night. Patriots get a win at Gillette Stadium tonight, 28-20, the final. And with this game, as we do after every game, we get to the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
We, of course, want to hear your good, bad, injured, etc. as well. Really, your good and your bad. The injured, that's really not up for debate. But your good and your bad from this Patriots win tonight as they close out the preseason against the Giants. The telephone number for you is 855-PATS-500. That's the toll-free number, 855-PATS-500 or 508-298-0398. If you want to send in your emails, get your thoughts in on both this game and the Patriots roster prior to Saturday. Who stays? Who goes? Did your mind get changed at all tonight based on this game, on those decisions? Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com. We'll read your emails throughout the program. Send me your tweets as well. @Mark_Bertrand. That's Mark with a C. MARC_Bertrand on Twitter. Send in your tweets. And make sure you check out the Patriots Facebook page as well, facebook.com/New England Patriots. And again, that Ace Ticket Hotline for you is 855-PATS-500 if you want to jump on board and talk some Pats here tonight. Here's the good. Right off the bat, some of the basics. Offensive lineman Dan Connolly and Marcus Cannon. You saw both of them making a return tonight, getting their first preseason action. Connolly played the entire first quarter. As you probably know, he's coming off shoulder surgery in the offseason. Cannon played into the second quarter. He's expected to be a top backup on the offensive line for this team and a guy who's really continuing to develop. And that's a good sign for both Dan Connolly and Marcus Cannon to be back on the field and continue to get that offensive line healthy for the Patriots. They've been kind of putting it together with spit and glue here in the preseason. So getting guys healthy, a good sign. The receiving corps tonight, I thought, was one of the big positives for the Patriots in this game. A lot of different guys getting into the mix for the Patriots. 8 different guys making catches tonight. 8 different players getting into the mix. The ball was going to a lot of different guys. Josh Boyce looked great. Had a 40-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Mallett. Showed his blazing speed on that play. He ran right through that play, made the catch. He finished with 2 catches for 44 yards. It was good to see Aaron Dobson get back in the mix, get more involved. He'd had a couple of down games, and I thought tonight, 3 catches and 35 yards, good to see him get involved again. Cambrell Tompkins continued his strong preseason, continued to show his ability to get open, make catches, also be physical and make some of those catches in traffic. Two passes for 24 yards tonight for Cambrell Tompkins. Daniel Fells with two catches tonight, 14 yards. Zach Sudfeld, two catches for 11 yards. So you saw the tight ends in there. Fells was in there late, and we'll talk about his roster spot coming up in just a couple of minutes. Quentin Sims, three nice catches on balls thrown by Tim Tebow tonight, one of which was a 52-yard TD catch and run for him. Wasn't that long of a throw, but he made the most of it. 52-yard catch and run for a touchdown. And again, late in the game, he had another touchdown, 9 yards right in the final minute of play. Another touchdown grab for Quentin Sims. Now, that's a player who's trying to prove that he'd be worthy of a practice squad spot, and if not a practice squad spot, a job with another team. So Quentin Sims looked solid, but I don't know how much more of Quentin Sims we'll be seeing. George Wynn, when we're talking running backs in this game, he's another one of those guys trying to make himself worthy of a practice squad spot, fighting to make sure he has some sort of job in the NFL. George Wynn had a nice little game for himself. 12 carries, 49 yards, and a touchdown. I would put those things in the positive. Leon Washington, in the good category, a 43-yard punt return. That for Leon Washington, I thought, as soon as I saw the 43-yard punt return, I thought, there is Leon Washington proving that he still has it, that he still has that playmaking ability, that he can still be that excitable player, get the ball on a return, get upfield and make a play and look like the old Leon Washington that we've become accustomed to seeing over his long career, being a guy who can make plays on special teams. It looked like after that 43-yard return, he's got it. This is the guy they're going to have on their roster. And then he fumbled on a return. So I'd put that one in the bad category. The bad category, I think, you know, it's tough to gauge anything real, you know, in a fourth preseason game, because you're playing against a lot of guys that will not be playing in the NFL. However, I thought Ryan Mallett and Tim Tebow looked mediocre in this game. I don't want to call them bad because I don't think they were bad. I thought they looked mediocre. I'm more disappointed in Mallett because Mallett continues to show some issues in terms of hitting receivers and not having a good touch on the football. He continues to show issues with that. Early in the game, the first couple of drives with Ryan Mallett. Early on, he killed both of the first two drives. Tried to hit Leon Washington on the first drive down the left sideline, missed him. Couldn't get the pass to him. Second drive, Mallett threw to his left again. It was Tompkins, the contended target. Mallett threw it hard and high, and killed the second drive. Not being able to convert on third down, keep drives alive. He later threw an interception that was overruled on replay after having a nice drive, turning things around, and he is lucky that it was overturned because it was a poor decision and a poor throw in the end zone. And so that didn't stick, but you know what? It still is in my mind on his record as being one of the bad things for Ryan Mallett. You know, Tebow, he looked mediocre, but for Tim Tebow, I thought he played okay. I thought Tim Tebow probably played one of his better games of the preseason tonight. I'm not going to put him in the good category. I mean, just based on overall what he gives you, I don't think he's worthy of being in the good category, but he was okay. Put him in the mediocre category tonight for the New England Patriots. On the bad side as well, and this is more of an interpretation than it is a statement about his play tonight, Adrian Wilson was on the field for basically the entire game. The entire game. So what does that say about his spot on this team? I don't know that it means anything good. It's the fourth preseason game. This is a guy who's been around the league for a dozen years. The fact that he's playing in that game and playing the entire game, you didn't see Steve Gregory tonight at all. He didn't play. You saw Adrian Wilson out there. Was it just this team and Bill Belichick and the coaches getting a look at Adrian Wilson, wanted to get an extended look throughout this game to see what he could be as a depth player if he ever needed to step up and play safety in a starting role due to injury? Because I don't think he projects to be a safety. He projects to be the fifth or sixth defensive back on the field in nickel and dime situations. So the role you saw him in tonight is not the role that he is expected to play, at least going into the season. He might have to play that in case of injury. So is that what tonight was all about? Does he make this team? I think ultimately he's going to be on the team. But I did think it was curious to see that he was out there for a long time tonight. He got a lot of playing time for a guy who's been in the league this long and for a guy you would expect to maybe make the team going into the preseason. Hasn't showed a ton, but I'm wondering if we should be reading into that. Should we read into what happened tonight with Adrian Wilson and how much he played? Again, that telephone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Put this in the good category as well, Patriots. Get out of this game without having to deal.
Put in the good category, Paul and Andy.
Paul and Andy are in the good category tonight.
From the balcony.
I have no... Okay. Paul and Andy just stopped by. They wanted to make sure that we said that they were in the good category. Now that they're gone, were they in the good category? You know? Can we?
I wasn't privy to the TV telecast.
I gotta say, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of Paul and Andy. I thought we need a little more Paul and Andy. A little more of the two angry old guys in the big red chairs. I thought we need a little bit more of that. But, okay, we'll throw them in the good category because they asked for it. Phone number for you, 855-PATS-500. That's toll free, 855-PATS-500. And 508-298-0398. Get on board. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts on this game tonight. It is preseason game number 4 for the Patriots. They get a win over the Giants tonight in the final preseason game. We'll get to your tweets and emails coming up as well. Let's start things off here with Steve, who's in Baltimore, and wanted to share his thoughts on Tim Tebow. Hi, Steve.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I think for the most part, Tebow played one of his best preseason games. You know, he didn't play last game, so I think he had a lot to show today. And I was kind of curious why Adrian Wilson played the whole game. You know, I know our secondary has been banged up, so maybe, you know, we need to test if he was able, you know, to hold it down back there. So, you know, I don't want Edelman playing defensive back again.
No.
So with Adrian Wilson, you know, playing the whole game, I didn't mind that.
Well, what do you think, Steve? Do you think he makes the team?
Yes. Yeah, I believe, you know, with all the diversity going on, I think Tebow makes the team, hands down. You know, I think publicity, no, but, you know, he played his heart today, and I think he should be player of the game. With Sims, this dude that's trying to make a roster, and a running back y'all mentioned, like, these dudes played their heart today.
That's a fair point. I mean, Tebow is out on the field, and thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. Tebow is out on the field playing with, you know, third and fourth string players. This was evident with Tim Tebow. When he needs to make one read, gets the football, gets the snap, drops back, looks at one guy and throws, he does okay. It's when he has to look for multiple guys that there could be a little bit of an issue. Tony is in New Jersey tonight. Wanted to check in here on the Patriots.com postgame show. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Mark, what a C.
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, you know, the last touchdown reception that he made to, I think, maybe Quentin Sims.
Quentin Sims, that's correct.
Yeah, in the end zone. I think maybe that might have been his last touchdown pass in New England.
Really?
At least for this year.
Why do you say that?
I mean, I don't understand why the Patriots would just run out the offense like that when it was only, like, maybe 4 or 5 seconds left. I don't understand that. Why not just kneel the ball? You know, why not just go into victory formation?
Well, I think part of it might be that this is the first time. I mean, Tebow didn't play in the first half. So they, you know, they're looking to get in-game situations where they got to deal with the clock and they're dealing with time. So they could be looking at that as if it was the team going into halftime and he's only got, you know, certain amount of time on the clock to try and get in the end zone before the half. It's things like that. I don't think they're looking at it and treating it as a normal game where it's in the fourth quarter and the clock is winding down. So I think they're just trying to, you know, recreate some in-game, real-life situations and plug their players into it, not just Tebow, but all the receivers that are on the field as well.
Okay, so you do think that he will be on the roster?
Well, I wouldn't read into that one play is what I'm saying as far as whether or not he does make the roster. I would not read into just that. In fact, I wouldn't read into a lot of what happened tonight with Tim Tebow in terms of making the roster. I'm leaning toward him making it. I've been leaning that way the entire preseason, Tony, and thanks for the call. I appreciate you calling in here to the Patriots postgame show. I've been leaning that way the entire preseason because I think if you're bringing in that player, you're intending on keeping him because you've seen what he is. You know that nobody else in the league wanted him. He was out there as a free agent. Nobody was looking to pick him up. They made a move. They made a decision to pick up Tim Tebow, put him on this team, and work with him in the preseason. So that just automatically makes me think that there's a good shot he makes the roster. I've been convinced by some people's opinions in recent days. I'm starting to get sold on the idea that maybe the team was just trying to take a look at him in the preseason. But if I had to put money down on it, if you're making me, you know, be a betting man on this, I would say Tim Tebow probably makes the team. That's how I would describe it in terms of his chances of making the roster. Toll-free number for you is 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500, the phone number tonight, as we talk about this game, the good and the bad, and what it looks like for the Patriots as they have to cut down on Saturday, like everybody else in the NFL. It's time to cut down and get down to 53 guys, and the question is, which guys will remain? Does Leon Washington make the team? I would say yes on Washington. Even though he had that fumble tonight, he showed that 43-yard return. He showed that he can still make big plays in the return game. I thought that was one of them. And because of that ability, I think that's the reason why you brought him in. It's that ability that you were looking for. And now that he's proved that he still has that ability, I think he stays. I think Adrian Wilson stays. I would not read too much into what happened tonight with the amount of playing time that Adrian Wilson got. So I would say that he is likely to remain on this team. You know, one of the things we talked about in the pregame show on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social was whether or not Rob Gronkowski would be going on PUP or whether or not he would be active or on the 53-man roster, so to speak. What would be his situation? And according to some reports out tonight, Rob Gronkowski will not be on PUP on Saturday. He's going to be a part of the 53-man roster. According to a report from Albert Breer of the NFL Network, the Patriots are leaning toward activating Rob Gronkowski from the PUP list on Saturday. So activating him from the PUP means that he's not only just cleared to come back and practice, but that would obviously confirm that he's not staying on PUP to start the year. According to that report, Gronkowski unlikely to play in games until at least late September, but I would say that's a positive sign. That's a positive sign for the Patriots, a positive sign for the offense. That's a good thing. And there's a big difference between Rob Gronkowski missing 3 games or 4 games as opposed to not being able to come back until week 7. You could potentially get Rob Gronkowski for 2 or 3 more games by not putting him on that PUP list to start the year. Because if you start on that list, you have to remain out for the first 6 weeks of the season. So I thought it was unlikely. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, they both thought the same thing, that it was unlikely that he would be starting the year on that PUP. It looks like he's not only not going to start there, he's going to be active and ready to practice, or at least be eligible to practice by this weekend if we are to believe that report will be true. So we'll have to keep an eye out for that. But that's now one spot that's not going to be able to be given to another player. So that's going to edge somebody else out. Same thing with Tim Tebow. If Tebow makes the roster, that's one other player at a different position that won't be making the roster. So these are all considerations the Patriots coaching staff will have to take under consideration as they figure out who their final 53 guys will be. 1-855-PATS-500, the phone number. That's where Andrew in New Mexico reaches us. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
It's going well. What do you got?
Well, I just wanted to know your thought on Quentin Sims today. He played rather well, and I wanted to know if you felt this helped his chances of making the roster.
You know, I don't know, Andrew, about him making the roster. What I do think is that he's a guy that you'd want to put on your practice squad. He's a guy that you want to find a way to maybe keep and keep on the practice squad and develop. Get him some time there. I don't think he's going to be on that 53. I don't think that's going to end up being the case come Saturday. I just don't think we're going to see that. 855-PATS-500, email webradio@patriots.com. Getting a lot of tweets in here. A lot of tweets coming in. Bud Bottle Joe tweets, Tebow better not be one of the 53. He brings nothing to the table. Frat Daddy tweets in, still not impressed with Tebow. Loving the Rutgers group, though. A little bit of Rutgers love there. From Silent Brew, our second and third team outplayed the Giants' first team until their third drive. Starters would have obliterated them. Let's see. Some other tweets coming in here. Again, you can tweet me at @Mark_Bertrand. Jenny tweets in that she thinks Tebow earned a roster spot looking at the last drive that Tebow had. Another touchdown pass to Quentin Sims. Ryan tweets, probably Blunt makes it. Adrian Wilson, Washington, Bolden out. Wow. Who-man in, Fells out. Still can't decide Ballard, leaning out. Looks like Ryan's cutting a lot of guys there. I would disagree on Washington. I would disagree on Wilson. I think Bolden is out. Bolden didn't play tonight. Wasn't out there. And I would guess that he's probably on the outside looking in. Ed tweets in, Pats need to hide Quentin Sims. That's true, because if you want to try and get that guy onto the practice squad, which will be set by September 1st, you don't want another team picking up Sims. You want to keep that as a secret. So send in your tweets again if you got tweets. Kevin tweeting in, do you think Tavon Wilson will make this roster? If he doesn't, is that a worse draft pick than Dowling? That's a tough one. Dowling was a 33rd pick and played 9 games. Tavon Wilson just picked last year. They're both pretty equal. If Tavon Wilson doesn't make the team, I think it's pretty much equal. Could both Wilsons make the team? Tavon Wilson, Adrian Wilson? I would think if you had to pick one, I'm taking Adrian Wilson and saying that Tavon Wilson is out of the mix. And that would be a go down as a bad draft pick. Ben tweets in, I think Tebow will make the team. I just hope they can utilize him in some way. That begs the other part of the Tebow question, which is, can he do things other than play quarterback? And I don't think that's what the Patriots and Bill Belichick brought Tim Tebow here to do. You haven't seen Tebow line up at other positions. You haven't seen him do it in practice. He has come to the Patriots and strictly played quarterback. That is what he has done. Tim Tebow has been a quarterback for the New England Patriots. He hasn't been an H-back. He hasn't been a tight end. He hasn't been any of those things. So if I had to, talk about versatility with Tim Tebow, I don't think it's there. If he makes the team, it's going to be because he's a quarterback, not because he can do other things. We haven't seen any of that so far with Tim Tebow as a member of the New England Patriots. So I'm going to go with versatility not being in his favor. There's nothing that this team has to say, Tim Tebow can do this, and that's why we're going to keep him, because he can do other things besides playing quarterback. I just don't think that's what's going to be the case for Tim Tebow. Again, that email address is webradio@patriots.com. If you want to send in your email, we'll be getting to those shortly. So keep sending your emails in as well, and you can send your tweets. We've got open phone lines for you, too, at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. We'll be hearing from Bill Belichick after this game, hear what he had to say. We'll also be hearing from some other players. We'll see who talks after the fourth preseason game, which, by and large, is not going to give you a ton of information about where the team is going as a team, what they're going to look like. No Tom Brady tonight, no Danny Amendola tonight, none of the big guys on defense, no Gerard Mayo, no Vince Wilfork, all the big starters, not in the game. You didn't see any of the regulars tonight. So it's really hard to take much away from this game. You try and look at some of the individual performances, see who tried to stand out. And, when you're talking third and fourth string guys, It's hard to gauge, well, did your guys play well against them, but is that going to be the competition they face in the regular season? It's just really hard to do. That's why we talked about before the game how much of the roster was probably decided prior to this game even happening. And we settled on a number somewhere around 95. meaning that maybe two, three, four spots were yet to be decided for the team, were yet to be figured out. And maybe the entire roster was pretty much figured out. Maybe there was an idea of what the roster was. And, you know, this is just another game going to get ready, trying to execute, get ready for the regular season. Who knows? But it's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens on Saturday when this roster starts to basically get formed. And you'll start to see who's going to be with the team on the 53-man roster as they get ready to take on the Buffalo Bills. Week number one, we're now only, you know, a little bit more than a week away from the start of the regular season against the Bills next Sunday. Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Joining us from the Patriots locker room is Patriots player Jake Beckett. He's on the line. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how are you all doing?
Hey, Jake. Good to have you on here on the Patriots.com postgame show. What are you trying to achieve as you went out on the field tonight? Preseason game number four. You don't have a lot of starting players that are out there. What's the mentality for you going in there into tonight's game?
Yeah, the mentality tonight was the same for every game, which is to go out next to our game plan defensively along the defensive front, just stop the run on first and second down and try and force them into some third and long situations and then get after the quarterback.
You have a roster day coming up here on Saturday where there's going to be a number of guys in that locker room who are no longer going to be with the team come next week. Is that a nerve-wracking time for players? What's the atmosphere as you approach Saturday?
Well, for me, it's not so much nerve-wracking because, you know, the body of work during the preseason has already been completed. You know, hopefully your actions and your performance over the past 5 or 6 weeks in the 4 preseason games, that speaks for itself. And, you know, your work ethic and your dedication. And, you know, I think all those things are taken into account. And, you know, for me personally, you know, I don't think about it. I just approach it as another day.
After a 4th preseason game, how much time is spent on looking back at the 4th preseason game before you flip that switch and start preparing for week one?
Well, there's not much time. You know, to be honest, you know, we're all very much excited to play Buffalo at Buffalo week one. I think I speak for everyone on the team in saying that. And, you know, the switch will be flipped very quickly looking to Buffalo on next Sunday.
Just to go back to playing in-game, you've had a lot of different teammates playing at different times. It's kind of a mismatch when you go through the entire preseason. Is that tough to get acclimated, get in the game, try making plays when the guy playing next to you could be changing all the time?
Well, that's just the nature of the business. You know, you really can't complain about it or think about it because that's just that's just the way it is. It's a revolving door in a way, and you know, your job is to go out there and compete and play at a very high level and just control what you can control, and that's your performance and your effort.
Jake Beckett joining us here on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Jake, congratulations on the win tonight. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Jake Beckett joining us here on the Ace Ticket Hotline on the Patriots.com postgame show. If you want to jump on board, you could do that 855 Pats 500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. That is the telephone number again. webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to crack open the email inbox right now. We're going to get all the emails. We're going to be reading those emails. We're going to be getting your thoughts. And again, you can jump on the line as well. Send your tweets my way, @Mark_Bertrand. On Twitter, send in the tweets, send in the emails, get lined up, open lines for you right now at 855-PATS-500. We'll take a quick timeout, and then we'll be hearing from Coach Bill Belichick. That's next.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Our thanks to Jake Beckett for joining us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. You could join us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. And send your emails, webradio@patriots.com. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick just a minute from now. But before we do that, let's talk to Winston, who's calling in from New Jersey tonight. Hi, Winston.
Hello, how are you doing? How are you doing? My thoughts is today was one of the best defensive line I've seen for being all a bunch of rookies. They're pretty good. They keep it up. They could go far.
I would say that there's some definite hope along that defensive line for the Patriots. So, yes, I would agree.
Yeah, all they need to do is work on their secondary, and they'll be good, and we could be a problem in the long run.
I don't think that was ever going to be a concern of this team. Winston, thanks for the call. I didn't think that would ever be a major concern of this team is defensive line. That's something that they've got a solid group of guys. They do have some younger guys who are going to be able to contribute a little bit this year and then in the years to come as well. And that's a place that I think is not going to be a concern for this team. The secondary, on the other hand, I think that could be something that could be a problem again for this team. We're going to have to wait and see when they have all their starters on the field, all as one unit. And we're going to get our first look at that, hopefully, in week number one, week from Sunday against the Buffalo Bills in week one. We'll be watching that. After tonight's game, the win for the Patriots over the Giants in preseason game number 4, Bill Belichick took to the podium, as he normally does, and here is what the head man had to say.
You know, we gave a lot of guys a chance to play tonight that didn't play as much last week. And, you know, I thought we played pretty hard. Certainly wasn't perfect, but, you know, we had a few guys show up, make some plays. So we'll take a closer look at the film tomorrow and, you know, see how it all turned out. But, you know, I thought we had some guys step up and make some plays tonight. So, you know, that was good. That was good. It was a good opportunity to give those guys a chance to play on offense, on defense, in the kicking game. And I thought they responded well. We had a good week of practice and you know, I thought they showed up quite a few times tonight. So. We'll just go on from here and, you know, follow the decision-making process that we normally do at this time of year. Meet the deadlines and the cuts that we have to make. There's no real time frame for that other than when it needs to be in. We'll see how it goes in the next couple days as we just try to put everything together and make the best decisions we can for this 2013 football team.
So there was a story in the Rolling Stone about Aaron Hernandez.
Don't have anything to add.
Have you read it?
Don't have anything to add.
Well, it said in there that Aaron told me you...
Don't have anything to add.
Maybe it's Jonathan trusted. Jonathan trusted.
Next question.
Can you comment on Thibodeau's performance?
You know, I think we had a lot of guys that stepped up and competed well tonight. We'll see how it all looks on film and, you know, take a closer look at everybody.
Well, there's a tendency to read a lot into who's on the field and when in a preseason game. We need into guys on the field in the second half. There's being people we need to take a look at, people who might be closer to the end of the roster in the front.
I don't know. I look at how they play. You can look at it however you want, Tom. I don't care. You can look at it upside down or backwards if you want. I'm just trying to look at how they play.
The last few years, you've kept two quarterbacks. What would have to go into the factor in keeping
whatever we do will be whatever we think is in the best interest of this football team, the 2013 team, whatever that is, in any position. So we'll do what we think's best for the team. Whoever we keep, it'll be because of the value they bring to the team. You know, the things that we feel like he can do that will help our team. What he's been doing in training camp.
Beckett and Buchanan tonight, is that consistent with what you've seen out of those two guys in practice?
I think they both got a lot more opportunity to play tonight. They played basically the whole game. And that's a lot more playing time than they've had in practice or in games. And there were a lot of other guys like that that went into that category that played almost the whole game. So it was a great opportunity for them. And like I said, we'll take a look at everything tomorrow on the film and see how everybody did. Well, he hasn't played much this preseason, so you know it was an opportunity for him to play as well. But this is the first preseason game he's played in.
Bill, it was a pretty large landmark decision today between NFL and the players who were concussions. What was your reaction to that decision?
I'm glad it worked out for everybody, but that's not really my thing. I mean, I don't really know too much about that whole situation. So, both sides agree to it, then great. I told you I don't have any comment about that. There's nothing more I've said than I'm going
to
say about it.
I'm just saying it's related to the football team because these things seem to...
Anything else?
I mean, is it possible to affect the football team?
How tough is it to make to tell a person to travel? How tough is it to call?
Yeah, well, this is the toughest part of the job. I mean, we go to camp with 90 guys, and we go to 53, so we know that we're going to have to tell 37 people that they can't be on the team. I mean, that's the math. So it's always hard when guys work hard, do everything you ask them to do, train hard, put forth all the effort they can put forth, and you still have to tell 37 guys that they can't be a part of the team this year. So it's always a tough thing. Certainly guys that have been around here and have contributed and won a lot of games for us, which it seems like there's always a couple guys in that category every year. But whenever that happens, that's even tougher because of the relationship and what they've done. But we all know it's a competitive game and a competitive league, and that's what we sign up for. So, whoever deserves to make it, and those are the guys we have to keep. And the guys that don't make it, sometimes it's hard to tell them that, but that's our job. We'll see who they keep on the roster, and we'll have to be ready for all 53 players that they have on the roster, whoever they happen to be. I mean, until somebody is declared out, then we have to prepare for them. We know that can happen on the first play of the game. I mean, whoever we think is going to be in there, something could happen and the next person could be in there. And that's true at every position. So whenever we play any opponent, it's always the same. We've got to prepare for all the people that they could have active against us, and whichever ones play, then those are the ones we have to compete against. We can't control it.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick after tonight's win. In the fourth preseason game, the final preseason game, now it's on to the Buffalo Bills in week number one. That game coming a week from Sunday in Buffalo with a 1 o'clock kickoff. The Patriots will get the regular season underway. Telephone number for you is 855-PATS-500. If you have any thoughts on the Patriots roster decisions that have to be made, and you heard Bill Belichick talk about it there a little bit, we start with 90 guys and we have to go to 53. And there are 37 guys that we will have to tell they will not be a part of this football team. So he is reiterating that, and you start to wonder who will be cut prior to Saturday when the team must get to 53 guys. Did tonight's game have much of an impact? Should tonight's game have much of an impact? What do you think the coaching staff took out of this game tonight? Your thoughts on this game, your thoughts on the roster decisions that are looming for the Patriots prior to Saturday, 855-PATS-500. Tweet me, @Mark_Bertrand, and send in your emails, webradio@patriots.com. We have some of those emails. Alex in Brazil writes in, "Hey, Mark with a C." I like how that's becoming my nickname around here. Everyone is calling me Mark with a C. He writes in, "Mark with a C, I, amongst many other fans, felt that with this preseason starting, Aaron Dobson was one of the new rookie wide receivers with the most to lose. And sadly, he's the one that has lost it the most. And sure, there are many mistakes that are basically rookie mistakes, but nevertheless, one thing that has hurt the offense is his lack of separation, and that came with him from college. Granted, not working with Brady hurts him as well, but his lack of separation promotes interceptions. And that, for me, is like a safety that can't cover. Useless. Anyway, fourth game, last strings playing, etc. Hope for that Tompkins kid to play out as good as we are making ourselves believe he can. And Adrian Wilson is too slow. Cut him. That's easy. Cheers from Brazil. Alex, thank you for the email coming all the way from Brazil tonight. Alex says, Adrian Wilson, cut him. I'd like to know, Alex, are you basing that just on tonight? Because Adrian Wilson was in a position tonight that you hope you never have to use him in, which is as a depth, a backup role. If you just need Adrian Wilson as your fifth or sixth defensive back on the field, I think you're okay. And I think it would be okay. Don't know that his tackling skills are still what they always were, but you know what? I still think he's going to make the team. I'm not going to say that just because he played the entire game tonight, he's gone. We'll have to wait and see. Because I think it'll either come down to Tavon Wilson or Adrian Wilson. One of the Wilsons got to make it. If it's going to be one, it's going to be Adrian in my book. Thanks for the email again, Alex. We got an email here from Richard. Rich from the Cape writes in, I think the Pats keep Tebow as their alter ego to Aaron Hernandez. Is there a more glaring example of two players being morally and spiritually at the opposite ends of the spectrum? Tebow makes up for the selection that was Aaron Hernandez, Rich from the Cape. I don't think that would be a reason why the Patriots would make a decision to keep Tebow on their roster. I just don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think that will be what happens. I don't think that will factor in at all into the decision whether or not Tim Tebow remains on the team. Thomas writes in, webradio@patriots.com is the email. Thomas from Baltimore writes in, Mark, I'm really worried about the second safety spot. I don't think we have anybody who will be good opposite of McCourty. I'm hoping we look at somebody who gets cut, i.e. Kenny Phillips. I feel this is the only sore spot. What do you think? I think it is a sore spot. I mentioned that right off the top on the bad, and also mentioning, I think up front, the Patriots will be okay. In the secondary, I still have concerns, and we haven't seen that entire unit healthy and all on the field at the same time. Do you trust Steve Gregory? Are you okay with Steve Gregory being the guy opposite of McCourty? I know that I don't really want to see Adrian Wilson opposite of McCourty in that secondary. And is Steve Gregory going to be enough to cut it on this team? You didn't see Steve Gregory tonight. I think his roster spot is pretty much secure. Is that going to be a sore spot on this team? Is that going to be the biggest weakness? If you've got Alphonso Dennard and Aqib Talib and Kyle Arrington as your corners, and you got McCourty at your one of your safety spots, that's the other part of the secondary, that safety opposite of McCourty. So I think you're hitting the nail right on the head, Thomas. That's the part of the secondary that you really wonder about. Pete from Augusta, Maine. Pete writes in, Sims, Buchanan, Cole, Wynn, Boharnes all look good. Sims and Wynn make the team. Washington gone. Another Leon Washington out. Another vote to cut Washington. And on top of that, Bolden gone, Adrian Wilson done, Ballard gone. Again, making all kinds of cuts there. Cutting everybody right out. Washington gone, Bolden gone, Adrian Wilson done, Ballard gone. Tebow gone, too. I'm sorry I missed that one, Pete. I just scrolled down on your email. Tebow gone, too. Think Bill will have much action in other teams' cuts. Well, if he's cutting all the guys that you mentioned, he's going to have to. He's going to have to fill the spots on his roster. So he will definitely be looking at some of those other teams and the cuts that they make, and if there are some guys that would be attractive candidates to bring in right before the start of the season. There's another haiku here. We had a haiku last week after the game, a post-game haiku from Duke. Duke sent in another post-game haiku. You ready for this, Kev? Are you ready for the post-game haiku? Leon Washington is an elite return man. Why must he muff punts? That's the first verse. Second verse. Our leading players, Quinton Sims and George Wynn. Who are these people? Verse 2 of the haiku. Verse 3 and final verse of the haiku. Pumped to play the Bills. Forget the Jets and Dolphins. We run this conference. That would be division, not conference, but I get what you're saying. But maybe you can run the conference too. I don't know if you're just playing big there, Duke. Duke with another post-game haiku. I would say Duke, 2 weeks in a row, has nailed it with the post-game haiku. I am looking forward to Duke providing us with a post-game haiku for every game this season. I want to have a post-game haiku from Duke. Duke, thank you, as always, for the haiku. The phone number is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. We go back to the phones. Dave is in Connecticut. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How are we doing today?
We're doing well. What do you got?
I got, I watched the game, and I'm just hoping, as a Pats fan, I've been a season ticket holder for like 10 years, that Tebow didn't do enough to make the team.
So you want him out.
I think that, he's a distraction. I really do. I think that, Ryan Mallett has definitely shown himself this preseason. Just because Tebow threw a couple touchdowns in garbage time, in the last preseason game, I really don't think that, he showed enough to make the team. I think that spot should be given to somebody else. I really do. I know cutdowns Saturday. And I'm really hoping that the Tebow experience is over in New England.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Because he's not a quarterback. I mean, what was he? 6 for 11, like for 100 yards, basically, in the game. So I mean, he's proven himself not to be a quarterback. So I mean, I'm really hoping that the coach sees it that way. And I know Josh McDaniels drafted him, and McDaniels has a soft spot in his heart for him, obviously, But I just hope this whole experience is over. I mean, we ended on a good note. We're 3-1. The rookie wide receivers look good. We're ready to go. I don't think Tebow fits on the team. I really don't.
Well, Dave, but I would agree with you. And thanks for checking in. Thanks for the phone call here on the Patriots postgame show. I don't necessarily agree with carrying three quarterbacks, no matter who the third guy is. And I think everyone knows that I'm not a Tebow guy. So this for me isn't just about it being Tim Tebow as the third quarterback and him being the project, so to speak. I don't always agree with keeping a third guy. Sometimes the situation calls for keeping a third guy when you have just maybe drafted a quarterback and you have an established backup already and you want to draft a quarterback in the mid rounds and bring them onto your team and develop them for a few years. There's situations that call for having a third quarterback. I don't think it's always necessary. I think Ryan Mallett's representative of the average backup in the NFL. So I would rather use the roster spot, the third quarterback roster spot, on a guy who can play another position, a guy who can provide you depth at name a position, whether it be, in your secondary, whether it be on your defensive line, your offensive line, your receivers. I want depth at those positions where you're much more likely to be dealing with a lot of different injuries, and maybe you can get some guys who can play multiple positions, and versatile players come in huge in those situations. So I'm not convinced that he's worthy of taking up a roster spot and taking away a job of another player who might be able to provide you with some depth throughout the course of the year. And don't forget, if Rob Gronkowski is a part of that 53, and he's, not going to go on the PUP, and now it appears he will definitely not be on that PUP, you're going to be without that player for maybe 3-4 weeks. And you may need that spot for a player who can provide you some more depth offensively or anywhere, because it's another roster spot that you can't use up on a depth move. So I'm not sure that keeping a third quarterback makes a ton of sense. And the other thing is, if Tim Tebow is to get cut, he's still going to be available to you. I don't think any other NFL team is going to pick the guy up. So he would still be out there if you do have a need to then add a backup at some point in the season. But he's not the backup. He's the third string guy. That part has been made clear, and I don't think tonight's performance, to be honest with you, is going to make a huge impact on whether or not he makes the team. Daryl's in New Brunswick. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. It's like you say, I think you're doing an awesome job with the show. It's probably the best it's ever been. Just a couple of things I want to say. I have a comment and a question. First comment, it's just unfortunate. Like, I've been a lifelong Patriots fan. I feel like this is like the 10th season in a row where I'm going in and I'm so worried about the secondary. Like, I'm not a pessimist. I'm a glass half full type of guy. And I'm always like, don't worry about preseason. But I mean, really, we are pretty thin at corner and safety. And it seems like it's always been like this. We've only really had one great corner since Ty Law, and that was Asante Samuel. And then the other thing, I feel like the last 5-6 years, it seems like every year, we don't have any pressure on the quarterback. We don't get many sacks, minus maybe Andre Carter, Mark Anderson a few years ago. And then that doesn't, when that happens, it doesn't help out secondary, right? So it's just kind of a worrisome thing for me. And, my question for you is what do you think about some of the free agents that are going to be available now? Like guys that have been cut, Braylon Edwards or Kevin Walter. Do you think we should pick up any of these guys? We're real thin at receiver, or just stick with what we got?
Well, I always think it's difficult to bring on a guy right before the start of the regular season, no matter what the position is, Daryl. So if it's going to be someone that you want to pick up, it's got to be someone that's, a surprise cut somewhere else, or a guy who you really think has something valuable that he can add to the team. So that part of it, I think, is hard to gauge. Someone like Braylon Edwards, I would say absolutely not. Someone like Kevin Walter,
he's a troublemaker, but I was thinking Kevin Walter's a nice receiver.
Yeah, that's a guy I would consider. I would consider taking a look at. And there was a list of, players that the Patriots had in for some tryouts today. That could continue. So I would not rule it out. To be honest with you, I would not rule out them taking a look at some of the guys that do get cut on other rosters prior to Saturday. But I also think if you're getting cut by Saturday, well, then there's a reason why you got cut. Sometimes you see some moves that are made to free up some money or something along those lines. Guys that, are unable to restructure a deal or something. But I don't know. If you're getting cut most of the time, the overwhelming majority of the time, there's a reason why. And it usually means you're not off to a good start and you've had a poor preseason. So I don't know how much quality there will be out there.
Do you agree with what I'm saying, though, about the last 10 years, about the corners, though? It just seems like every year it's the same thing. And then, a couple of years we've had a pretty good, set of corners, and then injuries plague us. It just seems and we always get scrubs. I'm so glad Rozai Dalian is gone. I mean, I don't want anybody on the path that's made of glass, and I think that's what he is. He's made of glass.
I think they're okay.
Anyways, that's all I have to say. Great show, and I'll listen to your comments.
All right, Daryl, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I think they're okay at corner. I think it's safety they've got concerns. On your other point that you raised right off the bat, the part about getting pressure, I think the Patriots are going to be okay at getting pressure on the quarterback this year. When their starters have been in the game, they've looked okay. I think Tommy Kelly is going to be a huge upgrade for this team. I like what I've seen out of Tommy Kelly so far. I like what I've seen out of Chandler Jones. I think he's going to get better in year two. I think we're about to see him, continue to improve his game and continue to develop and grow into being the guy that we think he can be in his NFL career. So I think you're going to finally see some coverage sacks for the Patriots at times this year when they've finally got some guys who could cover at the corner spot. The safety spot's another concern. And I also think you're going to see the reverse of that, in which the defensive line is putting pressure on the quarterback, forcing him to either, run out of the pocket or be sacked or rush a throw. And that's going to help the secondary. So I think on the whole, they're going to be better than maybe we expect them to be. They haven't looked great in the preseason, but the preseason is a little bit tough to gauge. When we see this in action, when we see the entire secondary on the field together as a unit, I think there are reasons to be hopeful. And of course, we haven't seen it yet. We got to wait till week one. And trust me, like the rest of you, I cannot wait for the games to actually count. The best thing about preseason game number 4, it means the preseason games are over. It means we're finally going to get to see this thing real and at real speed with all the starters in the game, playing a full game, and having the games mean a lot more than what they've meant here in the preseason. I do like the preseason. I like seeing guys, seeing them try to prove themselves and seeing the young players, things like that. But I also love the real football games. And I'm so happy we're finally going to get that coming up a week from Sunday in Buffalo. And now you might say, but this is the Buffalo Bills. It's like another preseason game. I understand, but listen, this is real competition, and it really matters. And you're going to see all the Patriots starters out there. You're going to see this in a real game situation, not just a preseason game. And if you look at the Patriots schedule, they start with the Bills, the Jets, and the Buccaneers. Well, I don't think that's the toughest first 3 weeks. They're going to get a real test in week number 4 on Sunday, September 29th, when they take on the Bengals in week number 4. Excuse me, the Falcons in week number 4. That's at Atlanta. They play back-to-back away games in weeks 4 and 5 against the Falcons and the Bengals before they're back home in week 6 against the Saints. And I think that's, you know, that Falcons game, the Saints game, that's where things are going to start to pick up a little bit. But Bills, Jets, Buccaneers, the first 3 games for the Patriots, and I'm really excited that these things are actually going to count. Another email coming in, webradio@patriots.com, from John in L.A. Obviously, Michael Buchanan put up a whale of a game tonight, but has he flashed enough in previous action to crack the 53? I would say, John, yes, I think Michael Buchanan is going to make this team. And we'll see what happens there on Saturday, but I think he's going to make it. I think he's going to do enough to end up there in the final 53. Let's see. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number. 855-PATS-500, that's toll-free. 855-728-7500. If you want to send in your emails, do that at webradio@patriots.com. Twitter is Mark_Bertrand. You want to send in your tweets, send those along, send in your emails. We'll continue reading those. And, of course, jump on board if you want to call in at 855-PATS-500. Open lines for you right now. Coming up next after this very brief timeout, we will hear from the quarterback who started tonight's game for the Patriots. That's Ryan Mallett. What did he have to say? That's coming up next.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt. Before she drove to New York. And before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Have a hot take on today's Patriots game? Hit up Mark on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. It is the Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Call in, give us your thoughts on not only tonight's game, but what you think is going to happen with the Patriots roster. Cutdown day on Saturday, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, down to 53. That's it. Make your moves, NFL teams. Give us your rosters. Who's going to be on, who's out, who's in. All of that. What do you think of tonight's game? Gave you the good, the bad, and the injured earlier. And I'll tell you what, no injuries tonight. No injuries tonight for the Pats, which is a good sign, or at least none that we know of. So that's a positive for this team. I don't know if you noticed this at all in the game. Kev, you were out on the sidelines, so you can tell us. Kevin Collins, our fine producer on this program.
What can I tell you?
How quick do you think the refs were blowing those whistles when quarterbacks were getting touched in this game?
No, they were quick. And it was tough because Tebow, even after the whistle, would still fight to try to get loose because that's what he does. Yeah, that's what he does.
To disadvantage Tebow. And really, it's advantage for everybody because that's what the refs were trying to do. The referees are trying to blow those whistles quick. As soon as you basically wrapped up the quarterback, you put your arms around him. That's it. Whistle's blown. Don't hurt any QBs in this game. You don't want any injuries. in preseason game number 4. That's just not what you want. It was the 9th straight year the Patriots and Giants met in the preseason final. It's a win for the Pats tonight, 28-21, the final score. Offensive lineman Dan Connolly, Marcus Cannon, both back on the field tonight, getting some preseason action. A lot of different guys making catches on offense. Aaron Dobson, Kembrell Tompkins, Quinton Sims making some flashy grabs, all from Tim Tebow. 3 catches, 2 of them for touchdowns. I think the Leon Washington situation is interesting. 43-yard punt return, that's the playmaking ability you want to see from him, and then he goes and fumbles a punt. In the mediocre category, I'd put both Ryan Mallett, who still continues to show some issues with the football in terms of throwing. His accuracy is not what I would like it to be. It seems like he has some issues on those short and intermediate passes where he just can't get the right touch on the ball. Just can't figure it out. Just doesn't have it. I don't know what it is. So I would put him in, I would be more willing to put him in the bad category, but I don't think he was overwhelmingly bad. I'd put him in the middle. Somewhere in the middle between good and bad. Ryan Mallett, the starting quarterback tonight, played the first half. And this is what Ryan Mallett had to say after the game. Ryan Mallett talking to the media in the Patriots locker room about this win for the Pats. This is what he said.
No, I felt we came out and moved the ball well. You know, had a few missed opportunities there on the first 2 third downs that we could have easily completed. But, you know, the first 2 drives, I felt good, felt comfortable. Just got to convert on 3rd down.
Ryan, the television showed you very excited
about
that first TD pass. Why such excitement?
It's my teammates. You know, Quentin made a great catch and then made a great run. Tim, you know, he had the Bluebirds out to play before, and then he comes back and throws a touchdown. It just shows, you know, what kind of player he is, his character. It was a great throw and a great play overall.
Does he deserve to be on this team, Ryan?
There's a lot of guys that deserve to be on this team. Everybody's been working hard, and, you know, that's not up to me. That's Bill's decision, so you should ask him that.
How much are guys rooting for him? Because you even saw defensive players coming up for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a pretty close-knit team all the way around. You know, that's what makes our team great to be on, great to be a part of, is how close we are. You know, we're never not cheering for our teammates. You know, that doesn't make much sense to us.
Ryan, what's the biggest thing you think you showed this preseason? You were able to play almost in all 4 games.
You know, I felt good. I felt in command of the offense. Made a few plays, missed a few that I should have made, but, you know, it just comes with playing more.
How about the speed of the game? Is it slowed down for you?
Like I said, I feel comfortable with it. You know, if I get called on, I'll be ready.
Your touchdown pass to Boyce, scored that for us, didn't you?
Couldn't hear.
Touchdown pass to the deep ball.
I mean, Josh ran a great route. I wasn't even looking to his side at first. You know, the coverage took me over there, and he went and made a great play. You know, I had all day to throw the ball, so couldn't be drawn up any better than that.
Did you think he'd catch up to him? Did you think you overthrew him?
Oh, no. Josh is a fast, fast player. You know, I didn't think I overthrew him. I was hoping I threw it far enough. Did it? Thanks, guy.
Well, I would have to disagree with that. Well, listen, Ryan Mallett didn't do himself any favors with that saying. I was wondering if I threw it far enough. Ryan Mallett should be thanking Josh Boyce for being as fast as he is to be able to catch up with that football, run through the play, continue running, catch that ball in the end zone. Any further, he'd be throwing that ball out of the back of the end zone. I don't know. I thought Ryan Mallett just looked okay tonight. I just wish he had shown a little bit more improvement. And I'm not sure Ryan Mallett looks all that much better this preseason than he did a year ago. I mean, I think he looks a little bit better. I just don't know that we've seen the kind of improvement you'd like to see year 3 trying to make some sort of leap. I just don't think he's made that leap. We'll also hear from Leon Washington and Tim Tebow coming up here in just a couple of minutes, so you don't want to miss that. We're going to get to both of those guys and hear what Tebow said after the game. I wonder if Tebow's getting nervous. I wonder how these players deal with this. We talked to Jake Beckett earlier, and I asked him, you know, is it nerve-wracking this time of year? Players getting nervous? As you get close to Saturday, when there's going to be a lot of guys in that locker room who are no longer in there, he said, you know, you just keep approaching it day by day. You take it as another day. You let your body of work speak for itself. And I'm paraphrasing what he said. But he just said it's the nature of the business. That's what happens here in the NFL. It's something that all players go through. Let's go to the emails, webradio@patriots.com. webradio at patriots.com. James writes in, where were the super quick whistles in 2007? I do honestly think they're looking to move Mallett for some defensive help, maybe. I don't know about that. Do you think Tebow could back up Brady? I know 15 isn't much trade anything, but I've thought that since they picked up number 5. Maybe because I'm a Gator and never liked anyone from Arkansas. Thanks. That's from James. I don't think there's much trade value for Ryan Mallett. I just don't think it's there. The super quick whistles, I don't think you're going to see that in the regular season. That's a preseason thing, James. But I get your point. I know what you're talking about. We're not going to go there. I know it was the Giants tonight, but we're not going to go there. Not going to talk about that. Let's go to more of these emails. Sorry, I lost my spot there. I apologize. Hi, Mark. This is from Gary in Canada. Gary writes in, I would just like to say that if Bill Belichick keeps Tim Tebow, then in Bill's mind, Tim has earned his spot. If Tim stays on the team, then he earned the spot. Bill is the coach, and he is the one that watches all of the films and knows all of the situations of every play. The rest of us are just putting out opinions that really are not based on too much solid evidence. So Bill Belichick only would keep a player, according to Gary, if he's a guy who's earned his roster spot. If that's the case, I don't think Tim Tebow makes the roster. If Tim Tebow makes the roster, is it because he proved something in preseason? He proved that he's earned his way onto the team? I don't think so. If he makes the roster, it will be because there's a plan. The coaching staff has a plan for a player. If it's all about earning your spot, then a lot of times rookies that are drafted in the later rounds would never be making the team. But you have plans to develop players and bring them along. The question is, and I heard Christian Fourier put it just like this on the television broadcast tonight, has Tim Tebow reached his ceiling? Is he at his ceiling? Is this the best we're ever going to get from Tim Tebow? Michael writes in at webradio@patriots.com, Tebow does well under pressure and compliments Brady, who does not do as well in high pressure situations. That's from Michael. I'm going to just delete that email and move on. Michael, I appreciate the email and I appreciate you listening, but you're going to tell me that Tim Tebow is better in high pressure situations in game than Tom Brady. I don't know what games you've been watching. Jackson writes in, I'm guessing it will be Seahawks and Patriots in the Super Bowl. I'm bummed that Brady didn't play tonight. Judging by the way the Patriots play, will the first string players be just as bad? Also, Jackson wanted to write that he likes Kirsch words, and it gives good updates. Who doesn't like Kirsch words on Patriots.com? Fred Kirsch providing the play-by-play and in-game updates on Patriots.com. Every game, you can catch the Kirsch words. Jackson, thanks for the email. Patriots-Seahawks is his prediction for the Super Bowl. I saw that Sports Illustrated had that on their cover today, predicting a Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl. Let me tell you this. The Patriots are a team that you think should be in the mix every year to be a playoff team, obviously, and then be contending for Super Bowls. I think they'll be that team again. I hate making predictions for the Super Bowl in week one. It's just not the way the NFL works. It's not a good... I just hate making preseason predictions about who will be in the Super Bowl. So much will change between now and week 5. And then so much more will change between week 5 and week 11 or 12. And then you have the final month of the season where things could take another turn and things could completely change. And then you have the playoffs. There's just so much to be done between now and even the playoffs, never mind the Super Bowl. I just think it's hard. I hate making preseason predictions. I hate putting any real stock into preseason predictions. But if you want to make them, we will accept them. So if you have something to say about a preseason prediction, you can provide that. What we're talking about right now is who's going to be on that final 53 for the Patriots come Saturday afternoon. Here's an email from Taylor in Fairfax, Virginia tonight. I went to West Virginia from 2009 until 2011. If the Patriots cut Tim Tebow, like many other Pats fans want to happen, he may go to the CFL. Tebow in the CFL. I don't know that Tebow will thrive in the CFL if that's where he ends up. I've heard that thrown out there a number of times. I'm not convinced that he would make a good fit in the CFL. Another email coming in from James. What's up, Big C? Okay, so we went from Mark with a C to now Big C. Second and third teams both looked fair tonight. Defense as a team played really good, what I saw while at work anyway. And since everyone's throwing in their Tebow insight, I say he's in. But I really thought it was decided before tonight. Thanks, great show. Go Pats. Bleep the Jets. That's from McNulty down in Florida, checking in with us here on the Patriots.com postgame show. Well, James, I got to tell you, I agree with one major part of your email, which is the decision on Tebow made before tonight. I don't think tonight is going to affect whether or not he makes the team. And I'm still leaning toward him making the team, but I'm not pretending to really know, because it's so hard to predict what Bill Belichick is going to do. So I really, again, I said this in the pregame. Roll the tape again, Kevin. You ready? I have no knowledge. Is that clean? Because I know this is going to come back to haunt me.
What?
I have no knowledge.
Do I have it?
No, I said I have no knowledge.
Oh, I know you have no knowledge.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying roll the tape.
No, once I actually get some time this coming week to go back, I'm going to cut that and make a drop of it.
I know. I'm going to hear that again.
Over and over again.
We're building some of those. I've only been here, what, a month? Not even.
Yeah. Not even a month.
I've been here for the preseason.
Yeah, and like half the pregame shows.
Well, weeks one and two, I got here a little bit late. I got here about 30 minutes late both of those days. I apologize. But you're going to hear that again. I know. I'll be made fun of. But listen, I'm not going to try to pretend that I know what Bill Belichick is going to do with that third QB spot, or if he's even going to keep a third QB. Who knows what happens there?
Every time you say, I apologize, I keep thinking of this.
I apologize 1,000 times to you.
Oh, no.
I'll get on my hands and knees. I misspoke.
I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear that.
Paul Perillo's buddy.
That's true. I've heard that about Paul.
They're boys.
I've heard they're boys. Thanks for the email. Second and third teams both looked fair tonight. Defense as a team played really good. I thought they looked okay on defense. I'll tell you, on another thought, a different thing, not related to the Patriots. I wasn't impressed by the Giants tonight. I don't know how you felt about the Giants. I don't know. That's a team that goes up and down. And if you heard, we talked to Paul Schwartz of the New York Post during the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social. They're a team that's missed the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years. If you don't stop to think about it, now they've got 2 Super Bowls in recent years. The other years, they just don't even make the playoffs. It's like all or nothing. The New York Giants. So I wasn't overly impressed with them, and that's why I think it's hard to gauge what the Patriots really did tonight on the field or what individuals did on the field. We did the good, the bad, and the injured earlier, and we focused that on the Patriots. This, of course, being the Patriots postgame show. We talk about the Pats. Here's an injury from the Giants tonight. Running back Andre Brown, broken leg again. Again. Left in the second quarter of the game and went back to the locker room, got x-rays. Broken left leg. Now he was planning, or the team was planning to use Brown as basically a two-back system there. Both David Wilson and Andre Brown were going to split the carries in the backfield for the Giants. This is the same leg that he broke in 2012. 2 straight years, 2 broken left legs for Andre Brown. He fractured it again tonight. So Brown's out. Giants, you know, got Darrell Scott, Ryan Terrain, who you remember was with the Redskins. Ryan Terrain is there. You also have maybe Michael Cox, who you saw out there tonight a little bit. Michael Cox from UMass, that is. Michael Cox. Oh, by the way, Julian Talley out there tonight running around. A couple of UMass guys out on the field, Kev Collins.
Our show should make Cox bigger.
No, I have no idea what that's from. I'm just going to pretend that didn't
happen. Cox is pretty big in Rhode Island, right?
Michael Cox from
You're
UMass.
You're a Cox subscriber.
Wow. Who is that?
That's Fred.
That's Fred?
You're a Cox subscriber. Our show should make Cox bigger.
Is he talking about like cable? Like,
yes, I believe
that's
so.
That's what I figured it is.
I
like
believe
Cox
so.
Cable.
I believe so.
Well, Michael Cox.
But it worked for this too.
Michael Cox is another guy who is trying to make some plays on special teams tonight for the Giants.
Yes, that's a good word. Trying to make some plays on special teams.
He could get some playing time. Maybe he'll make the team now with an injury at running back.
You were very giddy when the broken leg happened. I saw that. I came in.
No, he broke his leg! I did not. I said no such thing.
You're a bad guy cheering for
guys
to break
no
their legs.
I said no such thing.
That's terrible.
I did not cheer for any broken
legs.
for Andre Brown. That's all. You know, when you have a broken leg 2 years in a row, if you're Andre Brown,
just hang him up.
Right? I mean, yeah, that's not even a joke. That's not even a joke. That's, you are now wondering, wow, is that guy ever going to be able to really play again?
Yeah, it's tough.
That's 2 years
freaky.
In a row.
That's just freaky.
Weird.
Is it the same leg?
Same leg.
Yeah, it's freaky.
2 years in a row,
that's
he breaks
freaky.
His leg.
That's messed up.
It is messed up. Michael Cox, I'm hoping he makes the roster.
Our show should make Cox bigger.
I'm hoping that Michael Cox makes it big with the Giants. Be another UMass guy making it with the Giants.
Mr. UMass apologist over here.
I am a UMass apologist. Furthermore, Michael Cox is from Dorchester. Local guy.
Dorchester.
Local
since when,
guy.
Since when do you pronounce your R's now?
I always have. I'm a broadcast professional, Kevin.
Yeah, you are a professional. That's why you're on that side of the glass and I'm over here.
I am a broadcast professional.
Both got the same education and you're on that side and I'm on this side.
I made a concerted effort at the age of about 18 to drop my Boston accent.
Answer me this.
Because it used to be like
every other
masshole.
All right, so listen.
What?
So answer me this. When you get, you know, 6, 8, 10 Budweisers in you.
It comes right out.
Yes. That's what happens with me too.
It comes right back.
And it's uncontrollable.
Because it's in the DNA.
And Budweiser,
I mean, it's in my DNA.
Friend of the show, we drink plenty of Buds, Bud Lights. And once you have a couple of those libations.
I go for the BLs, the Bud Lights.
Oh, delicious. You know, the nectar of the gods, as I like to call it.
So when that happens, the accent does come out. So
it's brutal.
As a broadcast professional, I would say Dorchester.
Yeah.
And then.
As a drunk Bertrand.
As I sit in my backyard in Dorchester,
yes.
Where I live,
yes.
After like 8 or 10 of those beverages.
Yes, ice cold beverages.
All of a sudden, it's Dorchester. Yeah, Dorchester.
Ice cold beverages.
Is that Brian Lowe?
Thank you, Brian
Lowe. Thank you, B. Lowe. The phone number for you is...
Hot dogs and sausages.
What is that? Why would he say that?
Those are the training camp PA announcements
that we
play.
We need to get this back.
Hot dogs and sausages.
We need to get
the fans love that one though. They actually email in. We have fans email the show begging for me to play that drop.
We need to get Brian Lowe on this program.
He's a great guy.
We need to get him on this program at some point.
Well, yeah. These night games are tough, but like after a home afternoon,
like
game,
a 1 o'clock Sunday game,
yeah,
Brian Lowe
we
should
can,
make some
after
time
after he's done cutting
for
Patriots
us.
Today. He should come down here like last segment and do a segment.
I'm gonna force Brian Lowe to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he should do the last segment of one of these 1 o'clock home games. Absolutely.
And we'll call it something like the Down Low with B Low or something.
Hot dogs and sausages.
And we'll play that over and over and over again. Brian Lowe.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Anyway, back on track. It's 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500. Open lines. If you want to jump on board, we've got about a half hour to go on the program. So we want to continue taking your calls. We're going to continue to take your emails, webradio@patriots.com. Send in the emails, send in your thoughts. I'm seeing them flow in right now. Tebow thoughts, roster spots. Give me all your thoughts on the Pats right now. We're getting close to roster cutdown on Saturday. And one of those guys that I consider on the bubble, and I think most of you consider on the bubble as well, is Leon Washington. Leon Washington had the 43-yard punt return tonight, but he also had a fumble. And this is what Leon Washington had to say in the locker room after the win for the Pats.
We all pull for each other, and especially George, such a nice kid, you know, from Cincinnati. He ran the ball really well tonight. He did a really good job and got his opportunity, so, you know, happy for the young guy.
Do you think it's something you can explain to a younger guy, you know, the whole life after football concept, or do they just have to go through it?
I mean, you know, while you're here, you kind of want to, you know, teach you some of the things that you've been through, share some of your experiences with adversity and whatnot. We all, you know, experience is the best teacher. But, you know, when you got guys that have been through some things over time, you know, if I can share some knowledge, hopefully, you know, when some of the young guys come, you know, to adversity, they can fight through it.
What will the next 48 hours be like for you? Thought about that? Mm-hmm. Do you even worry about it?
Be honestly, no. I don't worry about it. I got three beautiful boys, a wife at home, and I love to play football. I don't worry about it.
Are you where you thought or where you hoped you'd be at this point in the preseason?
Individually? Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I'm pleased with my preparation and practice, the way I play in the game, opportunities you get, you know, you try to make the best of them. But for the most part, I'm pleased, you know, being able to stay healthy and go out and contribute to the team. I mean, not for me. For me, it's an opportunity to go out there and play football. You know, I broke my leg a couple years ago when I was with the Jets, and I thought I'd never play football again. So I told myself whenever I get the opportunity to play, you know, never turn it down. So not at all.
As a veteran of a lot of NFL seasons, is it a weird couple days coming up now where obviously numbers are numbers, 20, 22 guys from this locker room are going to be gone? I mean, does that make for a tense couple days?
I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's a business, and we all understand that. You know, we all understand what things may happen. You know, people's lives will change forever. Some of these guys might not play football again another day in their life. So we understand that. You know, it's the business. So, you know, it is what it is. But for the most part, you know, I try to share my knowledge with the guys, have a backup plan, be prepared, and, you know, do what you can do right now because you never know you're getting another opportunity.
Leon Washington after the game tonight. Talking about whether or not he's worried. Doesn't sound like he's too worried about it. He's an NFL vet. He takes it as it comes, whether or not he makes the roster. That's what we're waiting to see. I think he will make it. I think the fumble, obviously not good for him, but you know what? I still think at the end of the day, the reason why you brought him in was because you think he can add something to your special teams. He could serve as a depth guy if you needed him as a running back, but more so as a returner, and I think he showed you he still has that ability to be explosive in the return game tonight. I think he makes the team. Dean's in Fort Lauderdale tonight. He's up next here on the Patriots postgame show. Hi, Dean.
Hey, guys. How you doing? How are you?
Doing well.
Good, thanks. Listen, I got a comment, of course, about Tim Tebow. And can you think of an example, maybe other than Spygate, in which Robert Kraft has been embarrassed by, you know, since he first bought the team? And I think you had an email earlier from a guy talking about the, you know, Tebow being the alter ego, I think he said, of you know, Aaron Hernandez. And I just think it almost reminds me when Parcells got a hold of Curtis Martin and he gave an interview in which he said this guy was just a great, great man to have on the team, you know, that he was spiritual, that he was morally, had a good compass. And I just think that we do keep Tebow. Again, you know, Mallett was mediocre. Yes, Tebow was mediocre. But I think in the long run, just based on, you know, I guess the moral compass of Tim Tebow, we do keep him, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Again, has Kraft ever been really embarrassed other than Spygate since he bought the team? And I think Hernandez is a shining example of him being embarrassed.
But Dean, let me ask you this: how does Tebow fix that?
Just by how he is in the locker room, how he conducts himself in interviews, how he conducts himself off the field. I just think he is a good example for anybody, whether high school or college, to that this is the way that you want to be. I mean, he just seems to be, you know, just a good man that can set an example for the young players, for the veterans, just how he conducts his personal life. And, you know, again, Mallett was mediocre. Tebow, yes, was mediocre. But would you rather have two mediocre backups? And again, you know, Tebow, when push comes to shove, look at what he did in Denver. He can perform when his back is against the wall. And has Mallett proved that he can be as good as Tebow when his back is against the wall?
He hasn't, because he hasn't had that opportunity. Dean, thanks for the call. So, I mean, that's kind of unfair to say that he hasn't proven it, and Tebow has. Outside of Tebow's game against Pittsburgh in the playoffs, Tebow hasn't really proven that he could perform consistently or can always perform in big situations. So I got to be honest with you. I don't think he is the player that Ryan Mallett is. I think Ryan Mallett is a better option. And I don't love Ryan Mallett, to be honest with you, but I think he's a better option. I just don't think the Patriots are going to keep a player because of his impact as a third string quarterback on the locker room, or the fact that he's a good guy, or whether it's for PR. If Tim Tebow makes this team, it will be for football reasons. Whether that reason is they like what he brings as a third string quarterback, or they have a plan, which is why I think they would have brought him here in the first place. I don't think the Patriots brought Tim Tebow here to New England with the idea that this is a guy that's really good and he can help right away. It's a matter of, can he be something a year or 2 years from now? Can he be the backup quarterback a year from now? Can he be the backup 2 years from now? Something along those lines. And now that they've had the chance to work with him for a month, they may have changed their opinion as to whether or not they want to continue to work with him, or they think it's a worthy, I guess, plan going forward. So I don't think that's a great reason of why you'd want to keep him. Emails coming in at webradio@patriots.com. Keep sending those in. Give us a call at 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Webradio@patriots.com. You can send in your tweets as well. @Mark_Bertrand. Send in the tweets, send in the emails, and give us a call. We'll continue with your thoughts coming up on the Patriots postgame show. And coming up next as well, we will hear from Tim Tebow. What did number 5 have to say after the game?
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
As promised, we'll hear from Tim Tebow coming up in just a minute. Coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, this is the Patriots.com postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. The phone number for you is 855-PATS-500. That's toll-free. 855-PATS-500, the North American toll-free number. Also, you can reach us at 508-298-0398 and send in your emails. We're going to get to some of those right now. webradio@patriots.com. You want to send a tweet, you can do that. @Mark_Bertrand is the Twitter handle that you want to reach me at. Follow me, tweet me, talk. We'll get your stuff going on here. Get all your thoughts collected and read. Let's get an email here from our guy, Michael, who writes in. With most Patriots fans, including myself, you hear the word value thrown around a lot. That trading early round draft picks for the later picks will sometimes have more value. Surely Tim Tebow did not cost a draft pick, but I still have to wonder what value he actually brings. Heisman trophies amount to nothing in the NFL. The college record he broke doesn't translate to NFL statistics. I'm not saying that this means every college player will stink if they did good in college. However, it does show that not every successful college player will translate in the NFL at their position. Chad Jackson, a prime example. If we took Tebow at a value perspective, what value does he really bring? For all the Tebow defenders, which I once was, the sad truth is he would be better off proving his value on the practice squad or in the CFL. Tim Tebow is not eligible for the practice squad, so according to Michael, that would probably be the CFL. Jack writes in, fact, Tebow backed into the playoffs in 2011 by losing the last three regular season games, including a bad Chiefs game in week 17 with a division on the line. He needed the Raiders to lose to back in. So that would go against what we're hearing about him being able to perform in pressure situations. Mike writes in, here's a different Mike. There was no bigger hater of Tebow more than me, but for some reason I find myself pulling for him when he's in the game. I also do think we're seeing a bit of development as far as getting rid of the ball quickly. He's never going to run the team like Brady, but all in all, great teammate, great guy, great effort. I think we need to keep him on board. Beetle, you the man. That's from Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the email. Appreciate you listening as well. I don't know. I just don't think that him being a good guy and a good teammate's enough to make the roster. I believe in Bill Belichick making guys earn their spot, and for football reasons. Has Tim Tebow shown enough to keep his roster spot as the third quarterback? Now, here's the thing. It doesn't take a lot to prove you're worthy of being the third-string quarterback on a team. And if he does make the team, he will firmly be secured as the there's no controversy there. There's no, is he the backup over Ryan Mallett? No. He's the third-string guy. I think the bigger question as to whether or not Tim Tebow makes this roster is about whether or not Bill Belichick wants a third-string quarterback. A lot of times he has. And I think Tim Tebow is going to end up making the roster. I don't think he's getting cut. I think it's, you know, it's always possible. And as I said, I don't try to predict Bill Belichick because I just, it's pointless. You never know which way the guy's going. But if I had a guess right now, and as I said, if I'm a betting man, I'd put my money on Tebow making this roster, and come Saturday at 4 o'clock, he's still employed. He's still a member of the Patriots. Tim Tebow, play the second half tonight. That was Tebow's role in the game. After the game, this is what he said.
We did some things well, some things we can try to improve on. Me personally, same goes, and you just try to keep getting better every single week. And, you know, I felt we made some strides.
How important was it for you to get those two touchdowns, especially that last one?
You know, you're just trying to execute every play and, you know, improve from weeks past and get better and work on the game plan. And, you know, obviously want to win. That's why we keep score. But you're also, you know, working on certain things as well. So you're trying to improve on that as well.
And what are your thoughts as the cut time comes Saturday? What are your thoughts heading into
it? I'm just taking it one day at a time and, you know, be able to enjoy playing this game tonight and then coming here ready to work out tomorrow.
Tim, this is the end of the preseason and obviously this week's game week. From the middle of June when you signed here to now, how do you think you're a better football player?
I think I've improved in a lot of ways. One, learning this offense. Two, understanding more decision making. You know, getting the rhythm, understanding all the guys that I'm playing with, and just getting this offense down as well.
Okay. Do you feel like tonight did anything for you to enhance your chances on Saturday?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't make those decisions.
Just the way you felt out there.
I was blessed to go out there and play, and had a good time doing it. It's fun. It's fun to play.
Do you think you played a little bit better, though, tonight than you did?
I think I showed some improvement in certain areas, and, you know, we'll have to look at the film. But, you know, you're just trying to get better every single week.
And that last touchdown, obviously the call was Bill said, go for it, put it in the end zone.
That's what he said. So we tried to do so.
What about the touch, Tim? How did you feel on your touch overall tonight in the passing game?
On the touch?
Yeah.
Felt pretty good. You know, I have to look at the film. One or two passes would like back. The interception, you know, just a little bit of miscommunication, my fault, and, you know, let him too far inside. And so you definitely want that back. You don't want to have turnover in that point of the game. But I felt like, you know, I was on, you know, pretty good rhythm and pace with the receivers, and I feel like we've been getting better every week.
Tim, if they do decide to keep you, what do you think you can bring to the club this season?
You know, someone that'll just work hard, loves the game of football. You know, will always, you know, hopefully, Lord willing, have a great attitude, great work ethic, and, you know, someone that, you know, tries to be an encourager in here.
Hey, Tim, I know it's an exhibition game, a preseason game, but, I mean, this was the first touchdown pass since Pittsburgh in a game. I mean, what did it feel like? I mean,
it feels good. Every time you get the ball, you want to score. So, anytime you score, it feels good.
What were the next 48 hours be like? Have you thought about it?
You know, go to sleep when I get home and wake up, come work out and, you know, watch the film, see what I did good, see what I did bad, try to learn from it and, you know, get better.
Will there be any wonder in your mind if you're going to be on this team?
You know, that's something that, you know, I think, you know, blessed because of my faith that you don't have to worry about the future because I know who holds my future. And, you know, a lot of times people use that as a cliche, but it's something I try to live by. And, you know, it really gives you a lot of peace in whatever circumstance you're in.
I got to say, Tebow is a likable guy. I understand it. I get it. I get why people like Tim Tebow as a guy. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Why you like him as a guy in your locker room. You just heard it. Who doesn't want a guy like that in their locker room? I get all of that. I just don't think that is what ultimately should get you onto a roster in the NFL. If this were a college team, Tim Tebow's on my team every day. I'd take him any day on my team because you don't have to deal with roster limits and paying players, and you need those kind of influences. And I'm not saying NFL teams shouldn't have those guys, but the NFL is all about can you play and can you contribute. I'm not sold on Tim Tebow as the player. Tim Tebow the guy? I understand it. I completely get why people like this guy as much as they do and why they root for Tim Tebow. Because he genuinely seems like a nice guy. So I understand that part of it. Patriots get a win tonight. 28-20, the final here in the final preseason game. That is the final from Gillette Stadium, 28-20. I think I said 28-21 earlier, and I don't think anyone corrected me on it. Just recalling that
28-20, right?
Yeah, 28-20.
I didn't hear you say 28-20.
I think I may have screwed that up and said 28-20.
I must have not been paying attention.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just feel like I did say that. 28-20, the final. Overall, you know, the ups and the downs for this team, the ups and the downs for Ryan Mallett. What's going to happen with this roster come Saturday? Who are going to be any surprise cuts that this team may have come Saturday? It's going to be, I don't know, maybe a wild 48 hours. I don't think there's anyone who gets cut on this team that's going to make you say, wow, that's surprising. I don't think there's going to be that guy. Actually, I'm going to amend that. There are some guys who might get cut that you'd say, oh, I didn't expect that.
So what's your final verdict on Tebow? Or did I miss this?
I think he's in.
Okay.
I think he's in. I think there will be no one who gets cut on this team that you say, oh, the Patriots can't. That's going to be a tough loss there, moving on from that guy. Or, oh, wow, that's going to be something to watch. You know who I think is on the bubble and he's not getting any mention as being on the bubble? What about a guy like Julian Edelman? Is he completely solidified his roster spot?
I think he's completely safe.
See, I think he's safe, but I wouldn't be surprised there.
I would be stunned.
I wouldn't be stunned.
I would be stunned.
Wouldn't be. I think he's going to make the team.
Yeah.
I put his chances of making the team at about 95%.
I would say 99%.
But I would not say 100% on
I would say
99.9.
Like I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, 99.9 for Kev.
Yeah. Stone Cold lock.
A lock. We've talked about some of the other guys. Here's one that got solved tonight. The Zoltan Mesko Ryan Allen competition. Mesko won, right? I mean, Mesko was out there for the first five or six months. And
he hit some beauties, too.
He looked good.
Popping corners.
I don't really understand what the point of the entire competition was, and I'm not saying Ryan Allen is bad because he's not. If there's a team that needs a punter before the start of the regular season, I got to be honest, I haven't been following the punters across the NFL in the preseason. I don't think many people do. If there is a team that is looking for a punter and Ryan Allen is not on the Patriots because I think the team's going with Zoltan Mesko, I think Ryan Allen will find an NFL job. If there is an opening, Ryan Allen will find it. You've got to be encouraged if you're Ryan Allen, the way he's come in and the way he's performed. He's making a good case to find an NFL job. He really has. Let's talk about some of the negatives again. Leon Washington fumbling was not good. The play of the game for him was the 43-yard return. Is it enough to get him on the roster? I say yes. He's on my final 53. But there were some other negatives in this game. I like the fact that Aaron Dobson was back in the mix, but we also had an emailer earlier saying he doesn't get a lot of separation, and I think that's true.
I think it's very true.
I think he needs to be a little bit more physical,
really valid.
Needs to be a little bit more physical. Separation part is almost alarming.
Had a chance to win a jump ball for a touchdown tonight. Got out muscled.
He did get out muscled.
Yeah, I mean the interception didn't stand, but still.
He did get out muscled, but not in the sense that I think he should have caught it.
No,
he did. He just
had
didn't
a chance to make a play. Didn't make a play.
Listen, much like now, remember he was on that pick last week too that Brady threw.
Yeah,
where he did the one thing you shouldn't do, which is take yourself out of the play and throw your hands in the air.
Yep.
Of all the things you could do, that is the last thing you do. Tonight he's in a similar situation. It wasn't a good pass. It was lofted up there. Poor decision. Poor pass. No, come on. Did you see the replay?
No.
Okay. Watch the
replay. I saw it live.
You saw it live.
Saw it live.
Watch it. Watch it on replay, and you will see it was a bad decision and a bad throw.
We'll do it live.
However, Bill O'Reilly, you've got to make an effort to not let the defender make the grab there.
Yeah. My boy Sims went up for a jump ball late in the game from one Tim Tebow.
He made it work. Sims made it work. What's 10 seconds to go in the game?
He gets it done. He's a PTP-er.
So Quentin Sims is good. Back to the emails, by the way, getting some emails in here. Tebow is on the team, according to Gabriel, because ... Belichick didn't let him do the 4th-and-1 play. No need to get him injured. Mark it down. There were a couple of plays late in the game. There was a 4th-and-2. Near midfield at about the Patriots 42, I believe. Now, if that's right, that is a really nice memory that I have there, Kevin Collins. Let's check it. I'm going to check it right now.
I know the 4th-and-1. I don't remember.
I know the 4th-and-1 play. Both of them happened in the fourth quarter. Let's see. I will pull it up for you right now. There was a 4th-and-1 at the Patriot 47-yard line. That was with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the game. And they did. Ryan Allen came in and punted. There was another 4th-down play, if I can. Isn't there a 4th-and-2 in there somewhere? I'll have to find it. There was. 4th-and-2. I got it right here.
From their own side of the field, right? From the 40 or something?
The 42. I had it right. 4th-and-2 from the New England 42. That was where they were at.
You're amazing.
I am amazing.
I'm in awe of you.
That was in the third quarter. That was right before the start of the fourth quarter. 4th-and-2 from the New England 42, and that's when they brought Allen on for a punt. So they had 2 4th-and-short situations, and they did not let Tebow run with the football. So Gabriel's saying, read into that. That's the team protecting Tebow because this is a guy they worry about and they want to make sure that he's, you know, healthy. Here's another thing why they might want to keep him healthy. If you're looking to cut him, you need him to be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, fourth down, your own side of the field with a lead in the fourth quarter of a preseason game, you're not going to be going for it then.
Okay, but then if you're going to make that argument, Kevin, then you're not going for touchdowns with 10 seconds left either.
I want to see what the kid had.
Well, then why wouldn't you see what the kid can have in the 4th-and-short situation?
Give him some fun, because you're on your own side of the field.
It doesn't matter. The score doesn't matter in these things. It really doesn't.
Oh, okay, so that's why Belichick is out there challenging that the play with, what, 4 minutes left?
No, again, challenging because he's simulating real game situations. Situational football.
Yes, and he wouldn't.
Have we heard Bill Belichick say situational football?
If you're going to play that card, then he's not going to go for it on 4th-and-1 or 2. In the fourth quarter with a lead on his own 40-something yard line most of the time, unless you're playing Indy and Peyton Manning.
Here's our last email of the night. Ready for this? It's a big one. It's a big one, Kev. Might need a special sound effect for that. We have anything for him?
I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, it's a 53-man roster.
He's going to
give me his 53. You ready for this? We have some kind of soundtrack for this? Here we go. I'm going to read it quickly. John writes in, here's his 53, Brady, Mallett, Tebow, Ridley, Vereen, Washington, Blunt. Receivers, Amendola, Tompkins, Dobson, Boyce, Edelman, Slater. Tight ends, Sudfeld, Hooman, Ballard, Gronk. Linemen, Solder, Mankins, Wendell, Connolly, Vollmer, Cannon, Svitek. D-line, Wilfork, Kelly, Forston, Cunningham, Bernard, Francis. Defensive end, Jones, Ninkovich, Buchanan, Beckett. I don't know that I agree with that. We talked to Jake Beckett tonight. I think Jake Beckett should be a little bit nervous about Saturday. Oh, that's not nice. I think Jake Beckett should be worried about Saturday.
Snip, snip.
Linebacker, Mayo, Hightower, Spikes, Collins, Fletcher. It's Bo Harris, right? If I've been saying this right, Bo Harness. I keep screwing that name up. Bo Harness. And he's played well. Tlaib, Dennard, Arrington, Ryan, and Cole. Marquise Cole, by the way, had an awesome pass breakup in this game tonight.
Kesey, he's my boy.
Put Marquise Cole
on
the good
special
list.
Teams, too.
Safety, McCourty, Gregory, Wilson, Adrian Wilson, that is, Harmon, and T. Wilson as well, Tavon Wilson. Special teams, Goskowski, Aiken, and Allen. Ooh, a little bit of a surprise there. He's not going with Zoltan. He's going with Allen. And he says Armand Armstead starts on the NFI list. John in Stony Brook, New York, checking all the way in from Stony Brook with his 53-man roster. That was impressive. That was impressive coming in with all of that. All right, so the preseason is wrapped up for the Patriots. I want to thank you all for joining me here in the postgame tonight on Patriots.com. The preseason is in the books.
It's late night with Mark Bertrand.
The postseason is in the books as well. The postgame
like David
show.
Allen Boucher over
Yeah,
here.
Boucher. And we're coming to you live tonight from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside of Gillette Stadium.
Very well done.
You like that?
Very well done. I'm going to sleep just listening to
there
it.
There you go. So the preseason is wrapped up. The postgame show now wrapping up. I'm telling you, I am excited to do this with a game that really counts. That's what we're going to get Sunday, September 8th. That's when I'll be back here on Patriots.com radio. Join us on that Sunday for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. 2 hours and 15 minutes prior to kickoff. So for those of you not good with the math, That would be 10:45 in the morning.
Yeah, we're going to need our Dunkin' Donuts that
day. We're going to need the Dunkin' Donuts. We're going to need the coffees that day. 10:45 on Sunday, September 8th. That's when I'll be back. Dunkin' Donuts pregame social. Week one will happen, and then we'll do this all over again in the postgame. I can't wait. Real football coming our way. Thank you to Kevin Collins. Thanks to Jake Beckett for joining us in this postgame show as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon. Can't wait.
This has been the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com radio.
Luck on the play action. It's back to throw. Steps up. Lets it go. Open. And intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Tlaib at the 45, 40, 35. Oh, back to the left at the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Aqib Talib.
For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long.
Snap to Brady. Has time. Floats it downfield. Open Edelman. He's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brady to Julian Edelman.
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.